بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سورة الملك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said verily a surah from the Quran consisting of 30 ayah verses interceded for a person until he was pardoned by Allah and that was تبارك الذي بيده الملك سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that سورة الملك will continue interceding on behalf of its reader until he is pardoned by Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the surah of Tabarak is a great protector and deliverer. It protects and frees one from the azab al-qabr, the punishment of the grave.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulku wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبض ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين
صدق الله العظيم ND353-955 ND353-955 Please remove your vehicle.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين العالمين وذريتي وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد ارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله زاكيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله صلوات لله زاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله. شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله صلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
Alhamdulillah, again we make a lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight is another very beautiful night. Only Allah ta'ala knows whether it's Laylatul Qadr or not. But still we have to carry on searching for Laylatul Qadr, carry on begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala's fadl and karam. Again, there are so many youngsters in front of us. May Allah ta'ala accept your coming here. May Allah ta'ala increase you all in knowledge. Allah ta'ala give you all hidayat. Allah protect you from all evils and all challenges. Allah open His doors of mercy for you. Allah ta'ala connect you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah always make good come out of you, inshallah. Allah remove your depression, worries, whatever problems you have. And of course, there may be so many young girls listening over the receiver as well. And this is, our job is to become the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have got two responsibilities. One is connecting ourselves to Allah ta'ala, and the second one is to connect the ummah of Rasulullah s.a.w. to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our job. And this was the worry and concern of Rasulullah s.a.w. He did not just make his own ibadat. He didn't just make dua for himself or just for his family, his wives or Ahlul Bayt or just his sahaba. But Rasulullah would make dua for the entire ummah. And therefore he should cry and worry about even those of us who were not present at that time, only born long after that. Rasulullah was even worried about us. So therefore we also have to worry and have concern over the ummah. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they hear about the halat of the ummah, then obviously they become restless. The sleep goes away. They worry, they cry, they make dua. Somebody else is suffering, they also feel the pain. And this is how we should all feel. So as we want to become closer to Allah ta'ala, encourage our friends. Alhamdulillah, in this masjid we have programs Mondays and Thursdays. Of course, there's always a notice and the message also goes out, a bulk SMS. Those of you youngsters, inshallah, should try and attend these programs. This masjid has all our masajid, everyone you are close by, wherever you have some munasabat, at least some talk of deen you will hear, you'll get inspired, you'll get some hidayat, you'll become the means of your changing of your life. Well, mashallah, you are pious, but just to become closer to Allah Ta'ala, it gives a lot of hope to many, many people. I think I mentioned the other day, one of the nights, I mentioned a few things giving hope towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one brother phoned me the next day, and he said, I wasn't going to come here, but I just happened to come. He said, at 4 o'clock, I had lost all hope. I tried everything. He said, every alim you can think of, and ta'weez and this, everything I tried, everything, just nothing happened to work for me. And I lost all hope. And I happened to come here, and you mentioned about having hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah's doors are still open, and you must still try. He said, Alhamdulillah, I don't know how to explain, I'm feeling so good. So even if one person gets some type of inspiration, and he changes his life, bas, this is all what we're looking for. Allah ta'ala protect us. Otherwise, our a'mal are so weak. But if we become the means, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Karim Sam told him at the time of Khaybar, O Ali, if you become the means of one person's hidayat, it's better for you than having precious camels, than possessing precious camels. More better than all that is that you become instrumental, you become the means of one person changing his life and becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I promised, the first bayan, this is not what a bayan I'm going to give. But I had come across this incident some time back, and then I was reading this kitab. And this kitab is a compilation of some of the talks of a person by the name of Mawlana Abdullah Darkhasti Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He was known as Hafizul Hadith. Hafizul Hadith means the Hawab Hafiz of Quran. But then you ask him, Hafiz, read for me this surah, that surah is able to read for you. Hafizul Hadith is one very few you get who know thousands and thousands and thousands of hadith by heart. How we make dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, how we read Quran Sharif, they all the time, they learn so many ahad. Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with such a memory that they know ahadith fat off. You know, Bukhari Sharif and Tirmizi and Muslim Sharif, and beside that so many other kitabs. Allah Ta'ala chooses people that. He's known as Hafizul Hadith. And he was accepted one of our akabirin. He passed away. All his sons, all ulama. One of his sons, who had given me the kitab, was here recently. He was present when our Hazrat Rahmatullah passed away. He was there for the
for the ghusl and for the janaza and for the at the qabristan, everything. He was very close to Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. So he had given me this kitab. I was reading and I came across this incident, which I came across some time back. It's a very long incident. But I just felt it was such a beautiful incident. Inshallah, it's a means of inspiration to all of us. When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day mentioned to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, mentioned to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, that three things are very beloved to me. We have heard this hadith before. He says, good itar, good perfume. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved perfume. And he always kept himself so clean and fresh. But the perspiration of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was more fragrant than the best perfume you get in the world. The perspiration of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of the Sahabi actually collected the mahram. She was the mahram of Rasulullah ﷺ. He was lying down and he was perspiring. She collected all his perspiration in a little container. He woke up. He said, what are you doing? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm going to add this to some itar because it is so fragrant. Nonetheless, Rasulullah ﷺ himself liked good perfume, good smell, good perfume, itar, khushbu. And he said, my wives are very beloved to me. Now this is a lesson for all of us. Rasulullah had many wives, we know. And he was so fair and so just. He gave each person the equal share. And Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, when Rasulullah would come home, they asked what he used to do. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu said that Rasulullah would help in the household chores. Like he'll take the broom and start sweeping. He'll mend his own clothes. He will help in whatever work there is. And the moment namaz time came, color of his face would change and he would rush and hasten to salat. So his wives were very beloved to him. He honored them. He respected them. He treated them very, very kindly. And then he says, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ, that namaz is the coolness of my eyes. When he would engage in namaz, that's the coolness of his eyes. Now imagine how salat was in the life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What type of salat we read? Allah forgive us, sometimes it's like a burden. We just want to quickly get finished with our salat. It's not a good thing. Many of our kabirin say, sometime we've got some function taking place, we say, okay, let's finish our namaz first. And then we can sit nicely and eat. No, shouldn't be that. Namaz is not something that we just get farig of. Namaz is something that we should be enjoying. Nabi Kareem said that namaz, salat, because that's the time when a person is now in sajda, he is in the closest position to Allah Ta'ala. He's saying, Allahu Akbar, he's saying, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Person enjoys his communication with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It's not just some ritual, some adat, some habit. It's an ibadat. You are an abd of Allah Ta'ala. You feel Allah Ta'ala's presence. So he mentioned this to us. I'm not going to go into too much detail. Just quickly we run through it. He said, these are three things beloved to me. So then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was sitting there. And he was a genuine ashiq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu, I also like three things. What are the three things? An-nadhru ila wajhi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Looking at your beautiful face, yes. I love that. Just watching you, it gives me such pleasure. وَإِنْفَاقُ مَالِي عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, and spending my wealth upon you. Rasulullah said, مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالُ أَحَدٍ مَا نَفَعَنِي مَالُ أَبِي بَكْرٍ رضي الله تعالى. That no person's wealth benefited me as much as Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى's wealth benefited me. He gave everything when he made hijrat with Rasulullah SAW from Makkah to Medina. He left behind nothing for his family. Nothing. He spent all whatever he had on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Kareem said in one hadith that the person whose favors are most upon me is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And he said the third thing, the fact that my daughter is in your marriage. Wabnati tahta Rasulillahi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anha, was in the marriage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she was so beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, there are some, these three things are most beloved to me. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anha heard that. He said, Sadaqta ya Aba Bakr. What you said is true. I also like three things. Now what are the three things of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anha? He said, Al-amru bil-ma'roof, wa-nahyu anil-munkar, wa-iqamatul hudud. Commanding towards good, prohibiting evil, and upholding the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hudud, those limitations which Allah ta'ala has placed. In other words, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws, not going beyond those laws, and maintaining those laws. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, we all know how serious and how strict he was when he came to shariat. There was no compromise whatsoever. There is an incident. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala is once in the masjid. Suddenly a slave girl comes in. And she comes with a little baby. She hands this baby to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He's Amir al-Mu'mineen. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, take your child. My child? I don't even know who you are. How can you say this is my child? He said, if it's not from you, it is from your son. That's why this is your grandchild. He said, from halal or haram? She said, haram. Are you speaking the truth? Fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are you saying? She says, yes, your son, Abu Shahma radiallahu ta'ala, he got into some bad influence of one person, non-Muslim, and he became overwhelmed there, and somehow he drank some wine, became intoxicated, and he found me, he grabbed me, and he committed zina. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala takes Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. He said, Abdullah, come. They go straight to his son's house, knocks on the door. He makes salam. Abu Shahma, the son of Umar radiallahu anhu, is busy eating. He looks at his son. He says, oh my son, perhaps this is the last morsel that you're eating of your life. He begins to tremble. The lukma falls down. Looks at his father. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu explains. Sayyidina Umar asks his son, who am I? He said, oh, you are my beloved father. And you are Amir al-Mu'mineen also. He said, have I got any rights over you? He said, yes, you've got two rights. One is that you've got the right of a father over me. And one is that you are Amir al-Mu'mineen, we have to obey you. You are the leader of the believers. He says, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And speak the truth to me. Did you commit zina? The son just looks down. Fasakata, he was quiet. He says, answer me. I ask you in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did you commit zina, yes or no? He says, my father, please. I did, but take, just forgive me, pardon me. He says, no, I can't. I have to now give you the punishment which Allah ta'ala has mentioned and Allah has ordained. He says, please, don't embarrass me in public. You can do anything, you can kill me, but please don't embarrass me in public. Sayyidina Umar said, no. Quran says, وَلْيَشَدْ عَذَابَهَا طَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that there must be a group of believers who will witness this punishment being meted out so that it becomes a lesson for every person that he must not do the same thing. Now look at this. Amir al-Mu'mineen, he could have just covered the whole story. He could have just paid that slave girl and set her free or done anything. He says, no, come. He drags his son. Not that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was cruel. No. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was staunch and he was stern when he came to upholding and maintaining the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But himself, Sayyidina Umar would cry like a baby. He would sob like a little child. He was soft in his heart. So he grabs his son and he pulls him towards the masjid. Calls all the sahaba, whoever was there. And he says that this slave girl has mentioned this is what happened and my son has accepted that he is guilty. He has acknowledged, he has confessed. He tells his Sahaba, looking, this is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's son. If only Amir al-Mu'min forgives him, he tells his slaves, his servant, Aflah, Aflah, take this sword and you lash him 100 lashes. Aflah looks at him, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, I can't do it. La af'al, I can't do it. He begins to cry. Sayyidina Umar said, Aflah, am I not Amir al-Mu'minin? If you obey me, you're obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You disobey me, you're disobeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is he going to do? He takes the whip and he begins lashing. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's son, Abu Shahma, looks at his father, indicating to him, please, please give me a break. Please forgive me. Please give me a chance. Umar radiallahu anhu, it's written in the kitabs that his son is being beaten, he's lashed. The son is crying. Sahaba are looking. They're hoping that Sayyidina Umar says, okay, don't worry. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu himself begins to cry. He's also crying. And he sees his son being lashed. 70 lashes. And then the son pleads for some water. He says, oh my son, if Allah cleanses you and purifies you, then he will grant you the water of the Hawd al-Kawthar. Another 10 lashes. Now the son is becoming weak. Sahaba are looking as though the Sahaba now begin to cry and shriek and plead to Sayyidina Umar that please, now enough. He's got enough hiding. He has to give him 100 lashes. Finally, he comes to 90 lashes. One of the wives, the mother of Abu Shahma, the wife of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, she comes running to Amir al-Mu'minin. Amir al-Mu'minin, for the remaining lashes, I promise I will make Hajj every year walking. And I will give so much of sadqah in lieu of these lashes. Just pay him now. Sayyidina Umar said, no. Nothing can take the place of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, he is lashed. And then the sun falls down. Sayyidina Umar runs forward. He puts the head of his beloved son on his lap. Ulama write, Sayyidina Umar began to cry. He cried. And as the son is passing away, he didn't pass away, he just fell down. And now the last few moments, he tells his son, oh my son, إِن رَأَيْتَ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ If you meet Rasulullah SAW, convey my salams to him. And tell him that Umar is upholding the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the son passes away. They say, Sahaba say, that day was such a difficult day on their lives. Everybody was sad. Sayyidina Umar began to cry also. 40 days later, Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala, one Sahabi, sees a dream. He comes running to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, I saw a dream. I saw last night Rasulullah SAW in my dream and with Abu Shahma, this youngster, your son next to him, draped in beautiful green garments of Jannah. And Rasulullah tells me, convey my salam to Umar. And tell Umar, this is how he must uphold the deen of Allah Ta'ala, the Shariat of Allah Ta'ala. And then he says, your son came forward. And he says, that convey my salam to my father. Just like how he cleansed me, he purified me, Allah Ta'ala will elevate him in the hereafter. And this was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. When he came to Shariat, there was no compromise. In fact, it is mentioned, Hadith of Rasulullah SAW, if there had to be a Nabi after me, then it would be Sayyidina Umar radiallahu. But there's no Nabi to come after Rasulullah SAW. Khatamun Nabiyin. No Nabi to come. He said, if there was any person to be a Nabi after me, then it would have been Umar radiallahu. It is mentioned in the kitabs, the Hadith kitabs, that Shaitan himself was scared of Umar radiallahu. That gali, when Shaitan is walking, you see Umar coming, radiallahu ta'ala, Shaitan takes a U-turn and run away. This was the courage, the valor, that type of ta'alluq Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala had. So this is the three things that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala liked. Sayyidina Usman Ghani says, Sadaqta ya Umar, you've spoken the truth, what you're saying is very good. I also like three things. He says, what are the three things? Kiswatul Uryan, giving clothes to those people who don't have any clothing, to clothe the poor. وَإِشْبَاعُ الْجِعَانِ, feeding those who are hungry. وَتِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ, and reciting the Qur'an al-Majeed. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, especially about him, all the Sahaba would read a lot of Qur'an and love Qur'an. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani was outstanding. Whole Qur'an Sharif in one rakat. The night when he was assassinated, he recited the whole Qur'an in one rakat. Even the blood fell onto the words of the Qur'an al-Majeed, according to what the historians have mentioned. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu should love Qur'an so much. And he would say, what is happening to the people? He was very soft-natured. What's happening? As the people enter, if he's in any gathering, some room, say, what's happening to the people? I can see zina coming down from their eyes. And he should say, لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُنَا لَمَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. If only our hearts were pure, then they won't just become satisfied with the recitation of the Qur'an. They won't read more and more and more and more. They won't get tired and so-called bored. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he says, صَدَقْتَ يَا Uthman, Uthman, you have spoken the truth. What you're saying is very well. I also like three things. الْخِدْمَةُ لِلْطَيْفِ, I like to serve the guests. They used to go all out. I was mentioning this morning to some friends that Rasulullah in the night after Isha Salat, then there would be many visitors, people coming from far. There were many poor Sahaba. There were Ashabu Sufa. Rasulullah would tell the Sahaba, announce to them, who's prepared to take some of these mihman to your home? One Sahabi will take two, somebody will take three, somebody will take one. And a number were left, all of them, Rasulullah himself will take them to his home and he will feed them. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had this jazba in him to make khidmat of the dhaif, of the mihman. And he said, I love this. وَصَوْمُ فِي الصَّيْفِ, and to keep roza in the hot summer month. And my lips are, tongue is parched. I'm feeling so thirsty. And that's the time I'm making this mujahada for the sake of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They took pleasure in Allah's ibadat. We complain, mashallah, we've got excellent weather here. Now in Makkah and Medina, it was some days over 50. And some of the places in the world, it's so difficult. Long fast they keep. Long fast. Allah has made it so easy for us here. But the Sahaba, they were ready to make the qurbani. And then he said, fighting the enemy. I love this. Those people who are causing mischief, those who are giving us taklif, Sayyidina Ali was ready. Allah had given him such strength in the time of Khaybar, which I mentioned now, that when Rasul told him that, oh Ali, if Allah used you for the hidayat of one person, it's better than owning precious camels. It was during that time that the Muslim could not conquer one of the forts. Sayyidina Abu Bakr tried, Sayyidina Umar tried. They couldn't conquer that fort. And Rasulullah then made dua for Sayyidina Ali, gave him the flag and told him to go. It is mentioned Sayyidina Ali radiallahu went to that fort and he pulls the door of the fort, pulls it out of the hinges, holds it in his hand. Yet 100 Sahaba couldn't hold that door when they all tried together. In one hand, he pulled the whole door, holding that as a shield. Allah Ta'ala gave him such quwwat. Jibreel salatu salam comes down. فَنَزَرَ جِبْرِيلِ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Jibreel salatu salam said, صَدَقْتُمْ. Oh, Rafila said, very well, mashallah. Spoke the truth, very good things. I also like three things. النُّزُولُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّينَ وَالتَّبْلِيغُ بِالرِّسَالَةِ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Says, coming to the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. I get so happy if you come to different Nabis. And to pass on the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wahi. Allah used Jibreel salatu salam. They take this ayah to my Nabi. Take this ayah to my Nabi. That ayah. So passing on, making tabligh from Allah Ta'ala to the various Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. And he says, Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praising my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Jibreel, Allah Ta'ala said that I also like three things. Qalbun shakir, lisan dhakir, وَبَدَنُ عَلَى الْبَلَاءِ صَابِرٌ. These three things. قَلْبٌ شَاكِرٌ. A heart that is grateful. A heart that is making shukr to me. Allah says, I love that person who is turning to me, thanking me for all the ni'mat I have given him. And لِسَانٌ ذَاكِرٌ. His tongue is always in my remembrance. He uses his tongue, he engages his tongue in remembering me. He sings Allah, Allah. And his body endures all hardships. He makes sabr. He's got patience, fortitude. He does not complain. Now these are the qualities Allah Ta'ala likes. Let us see if we have these qualities. Are we grateful servants or ungrateful? All the time complaining. Wife cooks something, we see the salt is not enough or too much of salt. What happened? You went to some salt factory. The salt was on special today. We don't ever make shukr. We don't ever make shukr. Really. Always finding faults, complaining. Our tongues, let us be honest. How much of zikr do we make? If you don't have some zikr program, in that week, do you make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So easy, go in your car, don't put that music on. Make your own zikr. See Allah, Allah, how nice you'll feel. In your office, you got no other work to do, is you're free. Make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then your body, you must be able to make sabr. Now we had explained sabr after further detail. Inshallah, some other time we'll give more details. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, when he read of this hadith, he also expressed three things that he likes. And he said also, tilawatu kitabillah. Making, reciting the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ali, in the month of Ramadan, 60 Qurans he would finish, and one Quran in Taraweeh, 61 Qurans. Ask all the good hufaz also. It's very difficult to do that. And that is why Allah Ta'ala, and their recitation, not like our kind. They would ponder over meanings. They had, like how we read Yasin Sharif, that is how they knew Quran Sharif. Then, وَالتَّمَسُّكُ بِسُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. And holding on to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And وَالْإِعْرَاضُ عَمَّا سِوَى اللَّهِ. Turning away from everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Imam Abu Hanifa Rahman said. Of course, now we don't have time to give each one detail. Some other time, inshallah, in some majlis or some program, we'll give detail on each thing. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali, he says, I also like three things. Subhanallah. What does Imam Malik Rahman say? Madinatu Rasulillah. The city of Rasulullah. Imam Malik had migrated and he remained in Madinah Munawwara. His qabr is there in Jannatul Baqi. He says, Madinatu Rasulillah. وَمُجَاوَرَةُ رَوْضَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. And being in the close proximity of the Rawdah Mubarak of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَحُبُّ حَدِيثِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. And loving the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Imam Malik Ramadullah, you know, he compiled the Mu'atta. It is mentioned when, whilst he was teaching, his students once had a dars, and they were not like the students we have, that amount, 100 or 200, thousands sitting in his dars. Imam Malik Rahmatullah is narrating hadith upon hadith. And the students are watching him, that he's looking very, very uncomfortable. His face is going red, turning red. He seems to be in some pain. But he's not saying anything. Imam Malik Rahmatullah, after the whole lesson finish, he removes his kurta and the spider comes out, or some scorpion or something comes out. So the student said to him, Hazrat, why didn't you stop the sabak? Because it was biting him all the time in his back. He says, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the cave, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his Mubarak head placed on his lap, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu bore the pain of the scorpion that was biting his feet all the time. He endured that pain. Why? He did not want to disturb the sleep of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until the tears rolled down his cheeks, tears of pain, and fell onto the face of Rasulullah, who awoke and said, what's happening? Then he found out that there was a scorpion biting the feet of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He says, how could I disturb the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? May Allah give us such love for the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah give us such love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, such love for Madinah Sharif. Imam Shafi rahmatullah says, I also like three things. Al-hijratu fi sabilillah. Wal-infaqu fi sabilillah. He says, making hijrats for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And spinning the path of Allah ta'ala. And striving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Imam Shafi rahmatullah said. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah says, my three things that I like, he said, al-i'ata'u lillah, wal-man'u lillah, wal-hubbu fillah. Giving solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes a person has to hold back and not give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because giving at that time is not permissible. It's not halal for you to give for some casino or for some wrong cause, some haram cause. People are going to use it for haram things. Then you don't give. You like to help the person, but the cause is not right. So you mana, means you're stopping for the sake of Allah ta'ala. وَالْحُبُّ فِي اللَّهِ And loving my brother for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us this beautiful qualities. I was just reading it, so let me share it with you. Inshallah, somebody might find some benefit in it. This is not just waqiyahs and tales, Hafiz al-Hadith. One Abdullah al-Khasi, rahmatullah, he was a great giant in Hadith. And he had mentioned it, and therefore I'm mentioning it and give you the reference that got it from him. In his kitab is mentioned. Each of us have different desires. Let us make our desires like these people. Love things that are good for our akhirat, for us. Getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, I know people are very, very worried. Just another dua with another 1 hour. But when you go to the gym and you carry those dumbbells, there's no pain. Serious. I promise you, it's not for show anything. Allah give us ikhlas. We don't have that ikhlas. But when Allah ta'ala wants to give somebody, really, mentioned in the kitabs, when Allah likes somebody, Allah wants to give him, then Allah opens the doors of dua for him. Allah puts him onto dua. Start enjoying talking to Allah ta'ala. Start enjoying asking Allah ta'ala. Start enjoying begging from Allah ta'ala. Really, Allah ta'ala gets angry when we don't beg of him. You go to any person, alhamdulillah, we don't go for collection. But those people who go for collection, they got that bag, they're going, and the boss sees them coming, oh, immediately tell the secretary, no, he's not around. Or maybe the first time he gives him, second time, make some story, third time he'll chase him away. Or anybody, if you go to your friend, first time he'll give you. Here's my mat, giving. Second time, you know what, things are bad, man. Third time, he'll duck you, he won't see you anymore. This is insan. When people ask him too much, then he becomes angry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you ask him more and more, he gets happy with you. If you don't ask him, he becomes upset with you. Allah wants you to ask. Rasulullah said, even if it's a shoelace, you need a shoelace. Something so menial, small, insignificant. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For dunya also, you ask Allah ta'ala. Akhirat also. No, youngsters, you're asking for dunya, but don't only ask for a pretty wife. Ask, mashallah, good. But ask also Allah ta'ala, make me your friend. Help me, protect me in my youth. I don't want to get caught up in the wrongs. I'm mentioning all this because now we are exposed to these type of questions and queries and things like that. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible when a boy is becoming inclined to another boy. He doesn't have any feelings towards the opposite sex. And he just wants to be close to another male. And the time has come that now they want to get married and they would legalize these type of things. There's so many women like that. So many, so many. When Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah used to mention these things, we should thought, beginning, why am I exaggerating so much? Today I am witness to that. I swear by Allah. With these things, it's not nice you see in the masjid. But I'm telling you the truth. And he should take qasam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala name. And this is the reality. Nobody is safe. Nobody is safe. That's why we have to make dua, dua, dua. You don't know which night, which person dua, which person ameen. Allah stores it for us. And somewhere along the line, person is faced with a difficulty. And now he's being enticed by that woman. And only zina is left. And because of that one dua you made, one program, one masjid, and somebody said ameen, or you said ameen, on that Allah Ta'ala protects you. And he keeps your chastity. And there's so many other things. The person make dua, we're asking, we want instant results. All of us.
instant coffee, instant tea, everything instant. So we want dua now, and we expect the mercies to be outside already. Allah doesn't do that. If he wants, he can do it. Sometimes it happens. You made dua. Hey, I made dua. I must be some buzruk that, look at this. My dua got answered immediately. Sometimes you're making and you're making and you're making and nothing happening. So Allah is testing you. The example we always give, you love your child. You're not going to be cruel to your child. You got the chocolate, small child, and you're making like this. You want the child to jump. The child is jumping first, smiling, then the child is getting angry and getting cross and crying. You make the child go higher and higher. Finally, what do? You give it to the child. You might give him extra. You'll kiss the child. Allah said, I'm making a jump now and then. Allah enjoys it to see his banda begging from him. We won't understand now. Allah doesn't need all those things. He doesn't need all this. Allah is doing this for ourselves. Only in the Akhirat, when we will see the reality of all what we did and the rewards, then we'll realize. But that realization then is too late to do anything. Then we realize, I did this, and this was Allah's wisdom. I didn't even think this way. See, our brains are very small. Somebody always says, minuscule brains we have. Small brains. These brains who gave us? Our own? We became professors and doctors and alims on our own? Allah gave us his brains. But these brains are absolutely small. Nothing compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and qudrat. All our brains together, put together, whole world, is nothing compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all our understanding and logic comes to a point which we can't go further. Bas, it's dead end. We won't understand the hikmat, the wisdom of Allah. Why he is doing this, why he is doing that. We will never understand it. Sometime in the dunya we realize, I didn't think this would happen. See, lucky I didn't do that and I got saved. Sometime it happens. Otherwise the wisdom of Allah, we can't comprehend. Therefore, respected brothers, especially the youth, don't get this misconceptions about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't bring this in your mind. That why is Allah doing this? Why is he doing that? There are people now who start questioning these type of things, and believe me, after a few days, they lose the iman. Gone. Love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Allah is most powerful. My Allah does only which is best. I am happy with my Allah's decision. Whether it appeals to me, whether I can understand or I can't understand, I accept whatever my Allah has planned for me. That's our attitude. That's what we should do. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. Inshallah we'll make just istighfar. A few times inshallah. Istighfar polishes or removes the dirt of the heart as well. Person will say, Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Then the number of minor sins that he has committed, even if it's equivalent to the forms of the seas of the world, Allah Ta'ala still forgives all those minor sins. See, we think something is very so big, so many sins. How is it going to be washed away just by saying one istighfar? So Allah Ta'ala has done it, lad. It's Allah's wish. We do a lot of work on the computer, and how big is the delete button? Small tiny button on the keyboard. We press delete, everything wiped out. So Allah Ta'ala has given us these wazifas, these duas. But of course, we must make that firm intention, have that himmat and courage that we're not going to go to sin. And how are you going to get saved? By staying in good company. That is the best remedy. That's the best solution. Because you are sitting with good company and people talking about Allah Ta'ala, you are light-hearted, but you're not talking rude stuff. Our whole day in the SMS, what it goes? What are you filth? Rude jokes, stupid jokes, un-Islamic jokes, don't even make sense. Some of them, Allah forgive, they border on kufr. Border on kufr. Our profile pictures, the messages. We don't know it's a Muslim or non-Muslim's picture this is. Or his message. If you look at the language of people, this is the truth. Many youngsters, boys and girls who write, but you can make out the language. There's no culture left. Slang. elderly people. They may be not so educated as us. But look at the akhlaq they have. Look at the manners they have. Now what is happening? We are becoming so far away from deen, we are losing the Islamic culture. Or we are losing the Islamic teachings. Beautiful sunnahs is coming out of our lives. Now we will not give another word. Bayan, make istighfar inshallah, and you will make a dua which is not too short, not too long inshallah. The very first time in my life when I heard a nice long dua was when I was very young in Spingo Beach Masjid. We went, it was the 29th night, and Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah Ali was in i'tikaf there, and we didn't know what's the i'tikaf, and we went for Taraweeh there, and after Taraweeh he called us and they had some dessert or something. He gave some talk, and after that I promise you his face was shining and glowing. And 1 hour exactly he made dua. And he cried and he cried and he cried. And our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Yunus Rahmatullah Ali, was a youngster. And Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah had taken him with him in Jamaat. Mawlana was the first person to go in Jamaat with Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah Ali. For those who didn't know that. He was still in school. And Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah should teach him 6 points and all every day. One point, second point. Mawlana should say, okay, away who kyawan uche? What must I say next? Still learning. But Mawlana told us enough times, he said, you know, in the night, we see Haji Bhai Paja Rahman, 2 o'clock in the morning, two of us in the masjid alone. I'm a youngster, Haji Bhai Paja Rahman just came back from Jamaat. And now he had such a fikr for the ummah. He should make wudu, read tahajjud, namaz, he should leave me alone. But then he used to cry. Mawlana said, I never saw anybody crying like that. And he should cry for Durban, South Africa, for the whole world, cry for the ummah. At that time, crying for the ummah, we didn't know what ummah. How he cried. Today, we see the fruits of his efforts. So many madaris, so many ulama. In fact, I think most of the ulama, Mawlana himself said, Haji Bhai Paja Rahmatullah was instrumental in my going overseas, becoming an alim. Yeah, that we crying, dua, dua. Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali, we saw how much dua he made. In this masjid. Go with him for Umrah in Makkah and Medina, crying, pouring his heart out. Therefore, we have learned this from our elders. Cry, 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 especially if our youngsters cry today. We will see how Allah Ta'ala's madad will come. We will see how Allah's help will come, inshallah.
Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh.
Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka ash-shukru kulluh la nuhsi thana'an 'alayk anta kama athnayta 'ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah. Ya Allah, so many brothers have remained behind tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are doctors with us, ya Allah, teachers and lawyers, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are accountants, ya Allah, there are businessmen, my Allah. Ya Allah, the young and old here, ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, the youth have come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not going to deprive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us our maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are all making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come again, ya Allah, to beg again and again from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got nothing else tonight, ya Allah. Besides, we want you to pardon us. We want you to forgive us. We want you to like us. We want you to love us. We want you to make us, ya Allah, in your list of your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, your list of friends is not full and not complete, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you can put so many more names still, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, ya Allah, that has terminated, my Allah. There are no more Nabis to come, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, there are more Walis to come, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from those awliya, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, the tawfiq of being in that list of your special friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, even we are, our name is right at the bottom of the list, my Allah. Ya Allah, still it is in list of our Allah's friends. Ya Allah, do not deprive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, the night is so serene, so beautiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, only you know whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Laylatul Qadr. Our brothers are making i'tikaf in this masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are searching for Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, through their barakat, my Allah, grant all of us Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, in every masjid, wherever i'tikaf is taking place, ya Allah, different programs are taking place, ya Allah. Everybody is calling towards you, my Allah. Everybody is, ya Allah, making wa'az and tazkir and nasiha, ya Allah. Everybody is making tawbah and istighfar, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ya Allah, what else can we do, my Allah? You tell us, my Allah. We have wronged. Ya Allah, we have violated your laws, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have went against Shariat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have disobeyed you, my Allah. We have angered you, my Allah. We have displeased you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come back to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the only person who can forgive, my Allah. We can't go to any other person in this world who can forgive us, my Allah. We have wronged, my Allah. Ya Allah, and we have heard that you love to forgive, my Allah. You have even mentioned, ya Allah, that you forgive all sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not associated in partners with you, my Allah. You are Ahad, ya Allah. You are one, my Allah. You've got no parents, my Allah. You've got no wife, my Allah. You've got no children, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody is equal to you, my Allah.
Ya Allah, everything is in your control, my Allah. You are so powerful, so mighty. Nobody more powerful than you, my Allah. Nobody more powerful than you, my Allah. Nobody can overpower you, my Allah. Ya Allah, everybody is weak in front of you, my Allah. Shaitan is useless in front of you, my Allah. He can do nothing, my Allah. You have mentioned, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. Shaitan's makar and Shaitan's plans and Shaitan's ploys are weak, my Allah. Shaitan is nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. Your army is powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, ya Allah, amongst those whom you forgive tonight, my Allah. Don't deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us amongst those who are ashqiya. Those who are unlucky, my Allah. Make us be amongst the lucky ones tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us that, ya Allah, that certificate, ya Allah, that we are forgiven, my Allah. And we have been given Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us feel the angels coming down, my Allah. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, my Allah. And the angels which you have mentioned in Surah Qadr, my Allah. The Nazzalul Malaikatu wa Ruhu Fiha. Ya Allah, in this night, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. And the angels come down. In droves and droves they come down, my Allah. And they salute all those people who are engaged in your ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, dua is mukhul ibadah, my Allah. Dua is the essence of ibadah, my Allah. Make us feel the angels coming down, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Jibreel make salam to us, my Allah. Make the angels make salam to us, my Allah. Make us feel that ecstasy in our heart, my Allah. Make us feel the serenity, my Allah. The tranquility, my Allah. Have raham on the youth here tonight, my Allah. They are elderly people, ya Allah. They've got white beards, so many of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many brothers who are sick and ailing, my Allah. But they have come here tonight. They are hazir here, my Allah. Ya Allah, you cannot send us away empty-handed. La taruddana khasirin. La taruddana khaibin. Ya Allah, don't make us go as losers, my Allah. Don't make us go as losers, my Allah. We have come with a hope, my Allah. We've come with a great hope, my Allah. We've come with books, ya Allah. With everything, with all bad marks there, my Allah. But we have hopes, my Allah. You're going to alter those marks, my Allah. You're going to change those marks, my Allah. You're going to erase those bad marks, my Allah. And you're going to give us full marks, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. If you accept us, my Allah, who can question you, my Allah? Whatever you do, who can question you, my Allah? Ya Allah, person buys a bag of potatoes, my Allah, he will definitely find one or two bad potatoes inside there, my Allah. There are none of that quality. Ya Allah, we are so weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so weak, my Allah. We are so inferior, my Allah. We are so unworthy, my Allah. We are insignificant, my Allah. We are filthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, but please, my Allah, ya Allah, keep us in that, ya Allah, in the jamaat of your pious servants, my Allah. Those who are maqbool, those who are chosen by you, my Allah. You have said, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Ya Allah, you have said in the Quran that you draw towards you whom you wish, my Allah. Tonight, draw us towards you, my Allah. Draw us towards your love, my Allah. Open our hearts. Give us sharhi sadr, my Allah. Put your nur, thrust your nur into our hearts, my Allah. Thrust your nur into our hearts, my Allah. Remove the filth we have in our hearts. Remove all the pride and jealousy and anger, my Allah. And all the wrongs, my Allah. All the vice that has corroded our hearts. Ya Allah, no matter what sin any person has committed, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whether he has made zina, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether he has involved in riba, my Allah. Whether he has gambled, my Allah. Whether she has done some zina, my Allah. Whether she has done some nafa, whatever gunas we have done, my Allah, you alone know best what each person, what guna, when he did it, when she did, what time and which day and which place, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sattar, you are Ghaffar, ya Allah, you are Kareem, you are Afu, Zal Arshil Majid, Fa'alu Lima Yureed. Ya Allah, we have read, ya Allah, ya Allah, that you are Zuttawul, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who gives power, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Shadidul Iqab also, my Allah. But at the same time, you are Qabilul Tawb, my Allah. You accept a person's tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, tu maaf farma. Ya Allah, hamari khatao ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, the little child who has done wrong, the mother spanks the child. The child holds onto the mother's legs. The child holds onto the mother's dress. Holds onto the mother's garment. The child pleads for forgiveness. And finally, the mother forgives the child. Or the child has done something wrong. The mother spanks the child, chases the child out of the house. Where does the child go? The child wanders in the gully. Ya Allah, but the child comes back to the doorstep of the mother. Knocks on the door. Amma, Amma, oh my mother, oh ma, forgive me, oh my mother. Please open the door. Forgive me. The mother feels pity. She opens the door. She kisses her child. She hugs her child. She lifts her child. She caresses her child. Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah. You have placed mercy and love in the mother's heart for the child. Ya Allah, you are full of mercy. You are the source of mercy. Ya Allah, you are most merciful. You are Arhamur Rahimeen. Your mercy is far beyond the mercy of that mother for her child, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, Ya Allah. Oh, Ya Allah, we have read in the kitab that you have written on your arsh, Inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi. That verily, my mercy supersedes my anger. My mercy is vast. It supersedes my anger. My mercy is more than my anger. Ya Allah, our sins are too much, my Allah. But your mercy is more than our sins, my Allah. Drench us in your mercy. Ya Allah, Laylatul Qadr Naseeb Farma. Ya Allah, Laylatul Qadr Naseeb Farma. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, O Muslim brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, jo pareshan hal hai, unki pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, khas taur par Suriya mein, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in Syria, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are being butchered to death, my Allah. Yeah, just bodies and bodies lying around, my Allah. They are being bombarded. They've got no roof anymore. There's no homes, my Allah. Masjids have become shaheed, my Allah. Masjid have been razed to the ground, my Allah. Ya Allah, those zalimeen have got no mercy whatsoever. They don't care about your deen anymore, my Allah. Ya Allah, otherwise they wouldn't have made such oppression, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have got no mercy in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Whilst people are fasting. Ya Allah, then too they are taking lives of people, my Allah. Ya Allah, ay Malik-e-Kareem. Ya Allah, hum toh bohat kamzor hai. We don't even know how to make dua to you. We don't know how to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask you for nusrat, my Allah. Allahumma ajjil binasrihim. Ya Qawiyu, Ya Aziz. Ya Allah, you bring instant, quick nusrat to them, my Allah. Ya Allah, Badr wali nusrat farma. Ya Allah, how you send on angels in Badr, my Allah, to help the believers, my Allah. Nothing is impossible. Who can stop you, my Allah? Ya Allah, all the other powers of this world is nothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, you send your angels to assist them, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are hungry, Ya Allah, you feed them, my Allah. They've got no clothes, Ya Allah, you clothe them, my Allah. Change their condition, my Allah. Improve their condition, my Allah. Restore the peace again, my Allah. And in so many other countries in the world, my Allah. In Burma, my Allah. Ya Allah, the bodies were burnt, my Allah. They have become black, my Allah. Ya Allah, these people have got nowhere to go. The only crime they have made is that they are believers in you, my Allah. They believe in Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect us from shirk and nifaq. Protect us from kufr, my Allah. Protect us from bid'at, my Allah. Let us purify our hearts, my Allah. Fulfill all our jais tamanna, my Allah. Fulfill our jais tamanna, my Allah. Make us see the end of Ramadan in a good condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, the remaining days make it be even more better, my Allah. Ya Allah, like the remaining days of our life, my Allah. Each day make us become closer and closer to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you alone know best when moth is going to overtake us, my Allah. We are not ready to die, my Allah. Hum toh bohat kamzor hai, my Allah. If Malakul Moth comes now, my Allah, what amal can we present to him, my Allah? Ya Allah, our tawbah to you is not even correct. Our istighfar is not correct, my Allah. Our amal is not correct. Our iman is so low, my Allah. Our iman is so weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not ready, my Allah. Make us become prepared, my Allah. Make us ready, my Allah. Make us wait to meet you, my Allah. Make us wait for the day when we will meet you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read that al-mautu yusrun yusirul habib ila al-habib. Mouth is that bridge that joins the beloved to his beloved, my Allah. Make us your beloved, my Allah. Make us your beloved, my Allah. Ya Allah, the love of this world is nothing, my Allah. Don't make us get caught with the illicit relationships of this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us have haram relationships with any woman, my Allah. Protect us from the fitna of Nisa, my Allah. Protect us from all types of fitna, my Allah. Protect the woman folk, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, my Allah. There are so many, Ya Allah, so many who got halal, pure wives, yet they're going to prostitute them, my Allah. Escort agencies, my Allah. Their wives have caught them so many times with their cell phone. Their wives have caught them in the internet, my Allah. With pornographic material, my Allah. Ya Allah, with haram woman, my Allah. The husband becomes angry when he's caught. He makes little silly excuses. Ya Allah, finally then he gets so angry. Sometimes he blurts out talaq to his wife. Ya Allah, forgive that husband. Change his condition. So many wives are doing the same, my Allah. They've got halal husbands. When the husband is gone to work, Ya Allah, those wives, then they go to haram men, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the izzat of this ummat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are doing such gunas, my Allah. Just like what Bani Israel had done, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, today a brother has got no haya, my Allah. He does an indecent act with his own sister, my Allah. Ya Allah, what level has this ummah stooped to, my Allah? Ya Allah, tu maafarma. We know you have become angry with us, my Allah. We know you have become naraz with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you have become naraz with us, my Allah. Show us the way to draw from your mercy, my Allah. To draw from the heavens, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't close the doors now for us, my Allah. Your Rasulullah has mentioned the doors of Tawbah are never closed. Only until the person is experiencing sakrat and maut, then there is no Tawbah for him. And only when the sun will rise in the west, my Allah. Otherwise the doors of Tawbah are open, my Allah. You have mentioned that during the day, my Allah, you pardon that person who made Tawbah whole night. You forgive him by the morning. And that person whole day who made Tawbah, at nightfall you forgive that person, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are basitul yadini bir rahma. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai, bahut kotaiya hai. Ya Allah, hum to naqis hai. Ya Allah, sirf tu kamil hai. Only you are perfect, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make our efforts go wasted, my Allah. Don't make our crying go wasted, my Allah. Don't make our duas go wasted, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made tawbat and nasuha tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, just as it's impossible for the cow, for the person who has milked the cow, for him to push the milk back into the udders of the cow, like that, my Allah, it is impossible, ya Allah. We have made tawbah now, my Allah. We are not going to go back to those gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, and if we slip again, my Allah, then give us a tawfiq again of making tawbah. But don't make us slip, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't make us slip, my Allah. When the child that was crawling and suddenly now is learning how to walk, and the mother sees the child walking, she becomes so happy. The parents stand on the other end of the passage and they wait for, and they make the child walk. And the child is breathing, takes one or two steps towards the parents. They are smiling and they are looking at that masoom child. They are thrilled. Our baby is now walking. And the child takes a third step and now is almost going to fall down. But before the child falls onto the ground, the parents come dashing forward and they save the child from getting hurt. Eh Malik, eh Kareem. We are little babies in front of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are babies in front of you, my Allah. We are your makhluk, my Allah. You are our Malik. Eh Mawla, eh Ilah al-Alam. Ya Allah, you've got such beautiful names, my Allah. Tonight we implore you for your beautiful names. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Especially our brothers who have assembled here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got different hajat, problems. Ya Allah, we do not know what problems each person has. Oh, you are the only one who knows, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove his difficulties. Find the right solutions, ya Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Especially after the month of Ramadan. Help us to cling onto Quran and Sunnah, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, grant shifa to all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah. Give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, so many are sick, my Allah. They've got young, masoom children, my Allah. So many mothers are in hospital, my Allah. The children are crying for their mothers, my Allah. So many in ICU, my Allah. So many brothers are sick, my Allah. Little young boys, ya Allah, they are sick, my Allah. Elderly people are sick. We all are sick, my Allah. Spiritually, we are sick also, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make us spiritually strong, physically strong, mentally strong. Remove the pressure here that we have, the stressful life that we have. Do not make us become consumed by dunya, my Allah. Make us understand that dunya is a place of deception, my Allah. Help us to strive for the akhirat now, my Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, ya Allah, accept the khidmat, my Allah. Wherever they may be, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the i'tikaf, all the programs of all the masajid, especially Haramain Sharifin and Masjid Al-Aqsa, the Tarawih and Tilawat, whatever programs, ya Allah, accept all the noble efforts of every person, my Allah. Ya Allah, our feeble efforts, ya Allah. We are so far away, ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, this masjid had seen great people before, my Allah. Ya Allah, now sinners like myself has come here. Ya Allah, you have brought us here, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us true leaders, my Allah. Ya Allah, hide our faults, my Allah. Make us become your pious friends, my Allah. Give us istiqamat, my Allah. Strengthen our hearts, my Allah. Unite our musallis, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to be supportive of one another, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us just keep on complaining and looking for faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, today we find faults of our ulama'i kiram even, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we are going to deprive ourselves from deen. Our children will be deprived of deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, bless us. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, my Allah. Make us love you now, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shireen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the dhulam of the zalimin. Give us khoob barakat, my Allah. Give us abundant rosy, my Allah. Help all these youth, ya Allah, in their studies, my Allah. But make them true Muslims first, my Allah. Make them true leaders, my Allah. Make them good examples for others to follow, my Allah. Make them means of hidayat for their friends in university to change their lives, ya Allah. Ya Allah, even the non-Muslims accept Islam on their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, ya Allah, to guide the ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the marhumin, give them jannatu firdaus. Ya Allah, jo manga hai, wo bhi ata farma. Jo nahi manga, wo bhi ata farma. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khairi ma sa'alaka. Minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min shari musta'adha. Minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an. Wa alayka al-balagh. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. Ey Mawla ya Aqa. You know we love Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, bar bar, Haramain Sharifin ki ziyarat naseeb farma. Sihat ke saath, afiyat ke saath, maqbooliyat ke saath. Ya Allah, ghaibi nusrat ke saath, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we just want to stand before the Rose of Mubarak of your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make our Nabi be pleased with us, my Allah. Make our good amal be, whatever amal we're doing, make it be good and accept it, ya Allah. When it is presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make him be happy. That the youth of my ummah, and the elderly people of my ummah, in that one masjid in South Africa, in Durban, ya Allah, they cried on this Mubarak night. Make Rasulullah be happy when he is informed of our amal, my Allah. Make him be happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our woman folk, my Allah. Forgive our children, my Allah. Forgive our parents, my Allah. They have been so kind to us, my Allah. The ihsan, they have done so much for us. We can never repay them back, my Allah. Even if we carry them on our shoulders, my Allah. We can make Hajj and Umrah. We can make Tawaf of your Kaaba, my Allah. Still we haven't fulfilled their rights, my Allah. Ya Allah, today the youth especially, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. We don't obey our parents, my Allah. We use abusive language against them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we even use physical abuse, ya Allah. We even hit our parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maaf farma. Ya Allah, help us. Forgive us, my Allah. Make us become dutiful, obedient children of our parents, my Allah. Make us become the coolness of the eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, before we leave the masjid, my Allah. Before we leave this masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, answer our dua. Not only tonight, my Allah. Every day of our life. Help us after the month of Ramadan. Give us istiqamat, my Allah. Make us your friends, my Allah. Our young sisters at home also, my Allah. So many looking for suitable partners to get married, my Allah. They want pious husbands, ya Allah. Ya Allah, find them the right partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, partners who will help one another for your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us qalb shakir. Give us lisan zakir. Ya Allah, give us a badan which is alal bala'i sabir. Ya Allah, we're not asking, inviting for pain and suffering, my Allah. Bless us with the afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, but if we are going through any difficulties, give us this istiqamah and steadfastness, my Allah. Otherwise, ya Allah, we beg you for afiyat. Give us jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give us the highest stage in jannat, my Allah. Give us, give Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maqam-e-mahmood, my Allah. Ya Allah, give him maqam-e-mahmood, my Allah, which is the highest stage in jannat, my Allah. Make our home be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every day we can see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Allah, in jannat, ya Allah, when you will give us all the bounties in jannat. We've got high hopes, my Allah. We, Allah, we know you are going to give us jannat. Ya Allah, it is only in your power, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are pleading to you, ya Allah. We know you're going to overlook our faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you are too kind and generous, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are too loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, we read in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the two people who were destined for Jahannam, my Allah. Both were destined for Jahannam. Both were yelling and shrieking in Jahannam. You took them out, my Allah. Ya Allah, you asked them, what is the matter? Why are you yelling and shrieking? Ya Allah. Then you told them, they will ask you for forgiveness. Ya Allah, you will say that no forgiveness now. Both of you go directly into Jahannam. Ya Allah, one will run towards Jahannam. He'll plunge towards Jahannam. The other one will still remain in the same place. Ya Allah, you will ask him, why aren't you listening to me? Why are you still standing here? It's A Malik A Kareem. A Malik A Kareem. I still have hopes in your mercy. Ya Allah, you will say, I have forgiven you. The other person, why did you run towards Jahannam? Ya Allah, it's your command. I never listened to you. Perhaps there's one command I'm listening to you. Ya Allah, you will see both of you are forgiven. You are so kind, my Allah. The last person to be removed from Jahannam. Ya Allah, we have read in the hadith what his Jannat will be. How vast and how beautiful. He will actually ask you, ya Allah, when you will tell him that look into your Jannat, it will be 10 times more than this entire world, my Allah. And he will say, ya Allah, you are mocking me. You are playing fools with me. When you are Rabbul Alameen, Allah will say, no, go, all this is yours.
Ya Allah, don't take us towards Jahannam, but my Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Give us mouth in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Give us mouth in Madina Sharif. Ya Allah, if you're not going to make Madina Sharif our watan, my Allah, because of our evil habits and character, my Allah, and because of our sins, my Allah, and because we don't have the qualities of the people of Medina, but my Allah, take us again and again, my Allah, especially those who have made niyat for Hajj, my Allah, and those who have never been for Hajj and Umrah, ya Allah, take them for Hajj and Umrah, open your doors, ya Allah, people may say, there's no more visas, there are quota system, there is no quota for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you're not bound to any person. When you wish to open the doors, nobody can stop you, my Allah. Take those people who are pining, my Allah. They've heard of Makkah, they've heard of Medina. They've heard the azans of Makkah and Medina. They've heard tilawat of the imams of Makkah and Medina. They've seen pictures of your Kaaba, pictures of Multazam, pictures of the Green Dome. Make it be a reality for them, my Allah. Ya Allah, if Medina Sharif is not going to be a watan for us, although we are desiring it, my Allah, at least make Medina Sharif our madfan, my Allah. Oh, please, maybe we'll pass away. Give us shahad in your path. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Baril in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Please, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you. We don't have the right words to beg from you even, my Allah. Ya Allah, our English words also are not sufficient, my Allah. Ya Allah, we implore you, my Allah. Ya Allah, what other words can we use, my Allah? Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah SAW. Give us the holy kawthar water from his mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannah without any reckoning. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our progeny, our friends, our brothers who are here, especially tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, and our mothers and sisters at home, and whoever else is listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr and azab of Jahannam. We won't be able to withstand the punishment in Jahannam. Ya Allah, in dunya's fire we can't take, my Allah. Where are we going to drink pus and blood, my Allah? How are we going to withstand the fire of Jahannam, my Allah? Ya Allah, please, my Allah, we can't go near Jahannam. Don't take us near Jahannam, my Allah. It will make us go directly into Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are too kind, my Allah. Help this ummah. Help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you're going to do it, my Allah. You have said, have husnul dhan in Allah. Hasinul dhan billah. This is the good thoughts of you, my Allah. That you are too kind. You are too loving. Ya Allah, you are going to make us your friends. And you're going to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us the remaining nights left, my Allah. Make us have a joyous Eid, my Allah. An Eid that will be in your obedience, my Allah. And please, my Allah, we beg you. After Eid, make us, ya Allah, frequent the masjid. Ya Allah, help us youngsters to attend the programs that take place, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them close to the ulama, my Allah. Make us close to the sulahan, atqiyan, abrar. All our mashayikh who passed away, my Allah. Grant them the maghfirat and our family members. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Allahumma inna abiduk, banu abidik, manu imaik, nawasin abidik, madin fina ilmuk, adlun fina qadawuk. نسألك بكل اسم ولك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم غيبك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهب همومنا وغمومنا وسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. يلا don't become harassed with us, my Allah. In Jannat, my Allah. يلا give us the beautiful bounties in Jannat and remove that parda, my Allah. When we will see you, my Allah. We will see you, my Allah. يلا we will see your beauty, my Allah. يلا dunya, you made such beautiful things in dunya, my Allah. Our Nabi some face was so beautiful, my Allah. يلا what you must be looking like, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your pleasure, my Allah. Give us your razamandi. Rahmataka narju. Ya Allah, nothing else we want. Just we want you to be pleased with us, my Allah. Be pleased with all of us, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.